Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another Founders Retro. I'm Yanis, I'm your host, and with me I have Tassos.
Hello, everyone.
And another sprint came to an end, which was the first sprint of this of Q2. We had high hopes of this sprint, but it turned out, and I think every new sprint, every new quarter starts with so much enthusiasm, and this quarter was no exception. We were so happy. We delivered. We closed Q1 very strongly with a product delivery, and then Q2 rolled in. So okay, let's roll up the sleeves again, and then we kind of got lost in translation in some things. Maybe I'll start with the new thing that we have a place right now where we can work in Athens. We have one in Toronto as well, but right now we have one in Athens, close to downtown. Hopefully, we're gonna have a meetup soon. To invite folks from Athens to join us and get to know us. Tasso, how would you describe the place that we got?
Well, you know what they say, usually when it sounds too good to be true, then it probably isn't. But this wasn't the case with our office. I mean, it apart from the normal benefits, the logical benefits of owning a workspace where you can gather and talk face to face and even do some pair programming, which has worked very well in the past for us. I mean, the whole combination of the location and the nearby amenities really improve the whole thing. It's just much better than I would have originally imagined our space in Athens.
Yeah, and it's close to where we are. It's also close to downtown. It's very like because we got the whiteboard that I had in my university days. The same whiteboard. I went and picked it up. So it came like many memories from our university years came by.
Yeah, this whiteboard.
Yeah, so the nostalgia kicked in, and it's something different. No, we did not break into any homes.
We still keep everything completely legal.
And yes, so we moved into last week, and we had our first all hands over there last Sunday, over 4 hours of a lot of really good discussion in terms of positioning. A discussion though that should have happened probably in the beginning of the sprint.
Yeah, in the first days.
So, okay, Tassos, like explain, like this sprint, we planned, we mapped out what's the number one use case that we want to hit and create within our platform. Great, we mapped out, we saw that what is gonna need in terms of product, The biggest thing was actually agentic search, web search, which we thought was going to be easy. And the from the other hand, the business business side of the things that we wanted to get people and demo the product so they can sign up and get be part of our initial pool of businesses that we want to open it up to. And that, and the business aspect of things, that need and that goal that we had created another intermediate goal that we needed to have a clear messaging, and that had some implications about the product, how we structure it, and generally directions that founders should have. Cue up Tassos.
So yeah, we found out that having something defined in a short way or in a semi-vague way might not be enough when and you need to have something clearly structured and defined when trying to communicate what you do, how you do it, and how you're planning to improve on this or differentiate yourself from that. This was something we clearly identified at the start of the sprint, and we tried to, not so effectively, not so successfully actually, to schedule and deal with. We did have that delay that just caused a domino of effects and clearly didn't help us gain much velocity during this period and, you know, kick off our Q2 of 2024 in a more efficient way.
It doesn't have to be efficient. I think it's common for its its quarter or its big time frame to have some sort of trying to find our steps or our stride. I think that's one of these things. The thing that I think really was apparent is that we were a bit unsure of what we should be doing at any given day. Well, you had the from a product perspective, the search, but even that was not going very smoothly because it is something difficult. It's something that nobody is doing well at the moment in terms of like either regular flows, either like, of course, tools like automation tools like Zapier, whatnot, they don't have it at all. Tools like Copy AI, they have it into a very limited extent, definitely not to the extent that they advertise to. We want to have it at a very at a desirable outcome to satisfy our use cases, which use cases you want, like if you want to create thought leadership content or if you want to compare your content with somebody else or if you want to track what your competitors are doing in terms of a market research. Like these use cases need you to have like a good grasp of the web. Like it's not it's not something that, oh, we kind of do it like we want to reliably, and that's the difference in our platform, that we want to consistently and reliably do the operations that we set out to do. It's like automations, they need to happen. It's not, oh, 70% of the time happen. right? Which is the case for a lot of things right now. And long story short, what I wanted to say is that an action is better than no action, even though that we had some time to until we had that discussion. We could have been taking feedback, like having a draft of the of the messaging, a draft of the positioning that we wanted to put. And we had it, but we did not like communicate it. So I was afraid, I was definitely afraid of communicating the wrong message out there. And I was a bit skeptical to send it out. So, but in retrospect, like even sending it out and getting the feedback of, okay, this kind of works, this kind of resonates, and then you can change it altogether, it would have been a bit more beneficial in hindsight.
Yeah, part of maintaining velocity is rapidly trying things and scrapping what doesn't work and improving on what works. And we do have this in a very solid way in our product development, but this definitely also applies from a business perspective. I mean, it all comes down to what you said, you know, just instead of being afraid to communicate a draft, just communicate that this is a draft, or this is how we think, what do you think? And just getting feedback on something, it can even unblock us in many situations.
No, yeah, 100%, and be upfront that, okay, this is an attempt on explaining to you what we're doing. Yeah, 100%. Action versus no action, like, and as Amazon has one of their 13 pillars, I think, it's like bias to action. So you should always be doing something. But yeah, that's our brilliant wisdom after this sprint. For more wisdom like that, for more profound outcomes, come join us next time.
Inventing the wheel.
Yeah. So come join us next time, or watch some past episodes. But yeah, that's it for us. Have a good one. Have a great one. Follow neatly.app and see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, everyone.